It's been 2 weeks since Texas lawmakers met with the White House budget director. They're still unsure if NASA will get an extra $1 billion in funding this year. Senate Democrats fended off Republican objections earlier this month to get support for the money in the Senate. It's targeted to reimburse NASA for replacing the Columbia shuttle that burned during reentry in 2003. The problem? President Bush has already threatened to veto the spending bill where the NASA money sits. The issue there is a showdown on federal spending between the president and congressional Democrats. Texas Republican Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison is one of the lawmakers pushing for the money. She says it's needed to get NASA back into space more quickly after the shuttle's planned retirement in 2011.
We are bleeding NASA, and I want to lower the time between the shuttle retirement and the crew return vehicle coming online. And if we don't have this $1 billion, that's going to lengthen beyond 5 years.
That's 5 years that could cost jobs at Johnson and other NASA field facilities. But Oklahoma Republican Senator Tom Coburn balks at the increase. Coburn is a sworn enemy of wasteful government spending. And he says the extra billion for NASA falls right into that category.
When NASA wastes money on 4-star hotels for conferences, I think we ought to be questioning giving them more money till they start being frugal with the money they've got.
Now, $1 billion may not seem like much in this era of multi-trillion dollar budgets, but there's a big spending fight brewing between the president and the Congress, and it's unclear if the money will survive in the end. Lawmakers say White House budget officials listened to their arguments for the money, but made no commitments. Democratic Congressman Steny Hoyer is the House Majority Leader. He also represents the Maryland district that is home to NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center.
We have not received any indication from the president that there's any flexibility. And he is simply saying, you take my number or you take the highway.
The bill is awaiting action by a House Senate Conference Committee before heading to the White House. From Capital News Connection in Washington, I'm Todd Zwillick, Houston Public Radio News.